folks, let's gather them all up. Kin folks, in-laws, all your friends. It's time for Jamming and Joining with JR again, and we're glad you're joining us. Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, whenever you get a chance to tune us in. I'm J.R. Smith, your host for Jammin' and Joined with J.R. And the last time he was on our show, our guest was heading to Europe for a while, and he survived it and got back safe. Welcome, Kay Sutherland.
Good to be here, J.R. Thanks for having me.
All righty, and you know the drill. Let's pay a bill.
The main reason to go to Fort Stockton is the new bakery Besitos de Azúcar, and then you can go to Walmart and come back afterwards to take home some more treats. When you make your way to Fort Stockton, Texas, pass the huge roadrunner at the main traffic light headed east. Stop by at Besitos de Azúcar Bakery for some delicious fresh bread and so much more. The menu is amazing with a variety of breakfast and lunch items as well. No added preservatives and baked fresh daily. Besitos de Azúcar at 302 East Dickinson Boulevard. You won't leave starving.
Kellogg Food Truck, a Far West Texas legend. Born from the love of food and community, Cowdog is a local favorite. Enjoy unique flavors and styles of hot dogs. As covered by Day Tripper, it's the best hot dog experience for those that love a dash of happiness, community, and all toppings. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located in downtown Alpine. Hooray for happiness of hot dogs. Oh, you can't go wrong with a hot dog. And let's start it off with some music, Case, and then we'll let you start your story.
Sounds good. I guess I'll do Highway 505, because why not? Hope you're listening out there, Carolyn Miller. In the shadow of Mount Livermore lies a short but mighty road that leaves you feeling with a little bit of tightness in your throat. Carcass on the pavement, vultures all around, a golden eagle among them, and the ravens stay off the ground. Me and Josephine didn't know what to do last night. We just took a drive on Highway 505. We just took a drive on Highway 505. Long, no shoulders on the side. Sunset on the Texas plains, a falcon in the sky. Tarantulas, frogs, and toads try to get out of your way. Rattlesnakes and whippoorwills lie in wait for prey. There's a mystery about this road I can't identify. Just be careful when you're driving on Highway 505. When you're driving on Highway 505. If God were rancher, would angels be his hands? The devil's a vicious coyote, trying to pick off the lambs. This highway is a strange one, and the atmosphere is weird. Valentine's in the distance, and the air stands something to fear. Death is bound to meet me while I'm out on her drive. I'll meet my maker on Highway 505. I'll meet my maker on Highway 505. I'll meet my maker on Highway 505.
Right, sir. Well, I know we're going to hear some Kay Sutherland originals, and you want to say who wrote that one?
Me. I wrote that back in late 2017. Actually, no, I take that back. Late 2016. And I recorded it with Anthony Ray Wright at his little makeshift studio back in April of 2018. And it was fun.
Well,
it's on my first album, The Blood Moon of September. You can check that out.
Okay, mm-hmm. And that first album, can folks still get it on Spotify or somewhere?
Yeah, they can. It's out there on all various streaming services, but full disclosure, my voice has improved a lot since then.
Yes, it has. I recognize that right off.
Shout out to Keith Harker for teaching me how to sing.
All right. Well, and you'll have to re-record that and get that on a later version.
Maybe eventually, if I decide to record a live version, somehow I can do it. But
well, it's an excellent song. Don't forget about it. Alrighty. Well, you want to tell us just a little bit about your travels, and then we'll move on.
So yes, I went to Germany back in January, and I gotta say it's a very different country, but I loved it. I loved the transportation. I loved the food, the coffee. You know, and the people there are just, they're great, they're humble, they're respectful, even the beggars are, and and that's just great. I really enjoyed it. I might go back in a couple of years and just go backpacking, you know, just take a backpack full of clothes, my fishing rod, hop hostel to hostel, and fish for Wells catfish, if anything.
Alrighty, well, we've jawed enough, how about a little music?
Sure thing, let's see. I'll do 30 below Celsius. I wrote this for my Canadian friend, Malaya.
Okay.
I might go up and visit her this summer.
Well, and she can hear this on a podcast.
I'm assuming that the Reno is still flowing beneath that ice. The styrofoam coffee cup is frozen solid in time. And eventually, come April or May, it might flow to St. Lawrence Bay unless it gets picked up in Montreal. Merry Christmas from us to you, God be with you, friend. This year has been a stranglehold, so I only have love to send. And even then the mail's been slow, there's hidden black ice on the road. I wouldn't want to drive this at all. It's 30 below outside, a nice fisherman's paradise. Seems a walleye are biting today. It's 30 below out there, best you just stay in here. Supper's almost done, you better get your plate. Milk ain't warm enough, your Aunt Coco will have to wait. I see an elk herd feeding on a big brown bale of hay on a field in Mooskees Canyon about 2,000 miles away. All standing out in 4-inch powder, doing fine even without power. It kinda sucks for us across the state. But nowhere near as chilly as what you'd be dealing with. There's a cold front out of Newfoundland and it's just now coming in. The weatherman says bundle up, bring in the wood and pile up a quarter of a corn by the fireplace. It's 30 below outside, but but it's not Fahrenheit. Us Americans, I tell you what, it's 30 below out there, but you don't really care. Another log on the fire and you'll warm up. I think your milk is steaming, better grab your favorite mug. It's 30 below outside, no sign of bright blue skies. Might not clear up until next month. It's 30 below out there, and I'm wishing you were here, far away from that bitter Atlantic front. Sitting here by the wood stove in a blanket all wrapped up.
Well, anything else you want to tell us about Europe, or were we... Move right on to other things.
We'll move right on to other things.
Okay. Well, what do you have coming up on your agenda?
Well, I don't have any Kay Sutherland gigs booked yet, but I'm hoping to get maybe a couple of Texas Vipers gigs in May. It's a huge maybe.
Sure.
But other than that, later on today, I'm going to be heading down to Terlingua to the Boathouse. Going to be joining my good friend Trevor Reichman for maybe a set or two. By the way, Trevor Reichman rules, guys. Like, if you ever get the chance to see him live while he's in town, do it. He's got great songs, a great voice, all-around awesome guy. The 13th, I'll be playing most likely lead guitar for Doug Moreland over at the Crawfish Boil Barn Dance, which is at the Kelly Pavilion in Fort Davis. And then on the 20th, I am playing bass guitar for Mr. Anthony Ray Wright for Spirit Fest. Really looking forward to that. And then we'll be heading to Austin the day after.
Well, yeah, we're always glad to hear that other name, Anthony Ray Wright.
Mm-hmm.
He's very popular here, and I think he claims here as much as he claims up there in the North Country.
You know it.
Oh, we're glad to have him back anytime, so let's have a little more music.
Sounds good. This is a song I released as a single back in 2020. It's called Model 1999. This was for my mom, because she really loves it.
Well, I dreamed that I was flying up above the big gray house where we lived when I was three. There were goat heads on the ground. And I landed with a thud next to the swing that we still have. And I could hear the mother calling for her missing heifered calf. Well, I dreamed that I was slouching on a stack of Keystone Light in the Dollar General on the west side of Alpine. And the girl who hailed from the country with a maple leaf on the flag claimed that it was completely normal, part of Flappa's running gag. If these dreams all mean nothing, well, I guess I'll be all right. Just as long as I don't wake up dead when I go to sleep alive. And if the phone don't ring, don't answer the call, cause it's ringing in your mind. You're just a love-struck 25-year-old model 1999. Well, I went to go see Jim play, and boy, was it real fun. Everybody there was really nice, all except for one. It was Mr. What's-His-Face, who claims he's the best and resents anyone who doubts himself is what that arrogant son of a gun talked all about. Just can't win with some people, you know we're not all the same. We're human beings, not the president with a mindless one-track brain. And I guess that I'm head over heels for someone who texted me last night. I'm just a love-struck 25-year-old model 1999. Well, I dreamed that I was sitting in Happy Valley Church with Donnie Reagan preaching against interracial births, all while sporting a nice clean haircut and a poly cotton tie. What a hypocritical man of God who claims he's justified. Well, I dreamed that I saw Sister on a thestral in the streets. She was wearing steampunk goggles, and her hair was ebony. And she was dressed up like Dick Warlock, as the droid from Halloween 3. And she blew away Lord Farquaad, leaving only his men-sized threes. If these dreams all mean nothing, well, I guess I'll be alright. Just as long as I don't wake up dead when I go to sleep alive. And if the phone don't ring, don't answer the call, cause it's ringing in your mind. You're just a love-struck 25-year-old model 1999. You're just a love-struck 25-year-old model 1999. You're just a love-struck 25-year-old model 1999.
Well, it's a favorite of your mother's. Is there anything you want to tell us about that song? And I think she could cook as good as you can sing.
Well, I will say this. Every word in that is 100% true. I did have all those dreams, except for Lord Farquaad from the movie Shrek. That was, I just threw that in there because,
hey,
artists
have a certain leeway.
For sure.
Oh,
for sure.
Well, and you said you did a little writing while you were in Germany?
I did. As a matter of fact, there's a song I wrote. This is going to be my very first time playing it for anyone, so just bear with me on this. I wrote this song. It's called Is It Real? I had this melody in my mind for a while.
Okay. So, well, first time, that's all right. We fly without a net. Jump right in here.
Alrighty.
Is it real? Can we not escape this feel? Is it far too late? Time will never tell the whole story. Why waste your time giving it all of the glory? I guess we'll never know the full extent. Is it real? Condolences sent. West Berlin, no sunshine for days, then again, I'm liking the gray, weather never tells the whole story, the basic needs are met here, so there's no need to worry. You were longing for his touch to keep you warm. West Berlin, in the year of 24.
Well, now, traveling to Europe and however it took you to get there, was traveling with a guitar a little inconvenient or a chore?
Well, yeah, it is a huge chore. I'll be honest, I don't...
Customs and all of that?
Yeah, it is. And I'll be honest, I really do not like flying commercial. I mean, especially within the United States. I'd rather just drive there. If it's on land and it's in North America and if I can drive there, I'm driving.
Right.
You know?
I understand that thoroughly.
And also you can carry a lot more, you know, of what you want. But,
Well... I've I've used up 8 of my 9 lives flying in commercial in the United States.
So. You're a cat?
Yeah.
Oh. I hear that.
Well, I tell you what, just hoping your luggage lands in the same state.
Oh, it did, for sure.
Yeah.
It did, for sure, but really, I am not that comfortable with it. Which is why next time I go to Europe, I'm just going to take a backpack and my hard fishing case,
yeah,
you know, to carry my rods in, because that's really, you know.
They've got guitars over there, don't they?
They do. You know, if I wanted to go into some shop and just jam on a left-handed instrument, if I could find one. Yeah. I got to play a Hofner bass when I was over there, a left-handed Hofner bass like Paul McCartney. Now I understand why he lived it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, we've got time. Let's hear some music.
Cool beans. I'm going to try something a little different. I can't say the name of this band on air, but I'll just refer to them as CAS. This is a song of theirs I learned. It's called K.
Okay.
I remember when I first noticed that you liked me back. We were sitting down in the restaurant waiting for the check. We had made love earlier that day with no strings attached. I could tell how something had changed when you looked at me then. Kristen, come on back, I've been waiting for you to slam back in bed when I light the candle. And on the Lower East Side, you're dancing with me now. And I'm taking pictures of you with flowers on the wall. I think I like you best when you're dressed in black from head to toe. I think I like you best when you're just with me and no one else. Kristen, come on back, I've been waiting for you to slam back in bed when you light the candle. I'm kissing you lying in my room, holding you until you fall asleep, and it's just as good as I knew it would be. Stay with me, I don't want you to leave. Kristen, come on back, I've been waiting for you to slap back in bed when you light the candle.
We mentioned the word podcast a little earlier, And from now on, Ron tells me that our Thursday show will be up on podcast venues by 5 p.m. on Friday evening. So if you didn't quite catch all of the show on a Thursday, you can go to a podcast at 5 p.m. on Friday evening and look for Jammin' and Join with JR, and you can hear it. And also at 4:05 p.m. on Thursday, 8 p.m. on Friday, 10:05 a.m. on Saturday morning, you can stream Jammin' and Join with JR on BigBenCountry.com. Click on that KALP 92.7 FM icon at those times. And I tell you what, I've talked enough. Come on, Case.
All righty. I'll do another one of mine. This is a song called Monotone Blue, which I wrote a few months ago. Hope to get it recorded soon. Time isn't long enough for me. Leftover pizza in the backseat. Severed ties that'll never mend. Back and forth, to and from Big Bend. Sucks to be me right now. Please God, I don't know how. Everything is heading south. What did I do? Movies play scene by scene. She's living like a queen. The only color he has seen is that of monotone blue. Is he drinking hard? Hardly drinking. A brainless moron gets to thinking. Falling short of life's perfection. Two more war pigs this election. Sucks to me, you Y-Ban. There's things we all regret. The last penny has been spent on corporate news. We'll never know our fates. Free beer to celebrate. His lover radiates a color of monotone blue. Mormons, I can sell better snake oil. What will it take for your blood to boil? Distancing yourself from the pain while shouting hooray for the rain. There's darkness in the light. No solid goals in sight. Bathing Texas nights the whole year through. Will the time will always spend living a life of sin. The warmth of cold-blooded skin, the color of monotone blue. Monotone blue.
And you can hear this show again on Friday at 5 p.m. on the podcast venues, Jammin' and Join. And we get to thank Ramblin' Ryan, our sports director, for getting these podcasts up. And a lot of people are getting a chance to hear the programs they want to hear by going on their podcast venues and clicking on Jammin' and Join. And he's got a really good logo up there for it, too. Did a real good job on that. And Case, you talked about the Vipers a little earlier. Mm-hmm. And do you know who the Vipers are going to be with you this year?
Chances are it's going to be Allison Santucci on bass guitar and Aaron Kinsey on drums, which is usually my go-to.
Good.
Yep. All so keep an eye out for any of those. Again, not set in stone, but I'm hoping to get a couple of gigs booked this May, so well, keep your eyes open.
Should be able to. Mm-hmm. Oh, folks listening to this show, how do they get a hold of you, Case?
You can check out my Facebook page.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, folks, run him down and get him to play for you. Oh, bar mitzvahs, birthdays, and divorce celebrations, weddings.
I don't know about all that.
Oh, well, we'll throw you out there, and we'll see what floats and what doesn't.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, come on and sing some more for me.
All righty. Guess I got time for one more. Let's see here. I guess I'll do Sunglasses in the Dark because I haven't done that yet.
Well, if you want to do a cover, we might get two in.
Okay. We'll see. Sunglasses in the Dark, I wrote this a few years ago. Seventeen, dark brown hair, summertime, and she's out of school. 9 p.m., watching TV, she's got nothing else to do. A certain someone on her mind, deep in thought, she can't go to sleep. These feelings won't leave her head, she gets up to grab her keys. She don't know where she's gonna go tonight. She just needs a little time to think alone about someone that catches her hidden eyes. No one can ever know who it is. Drives off in the pouring rain. Her parents call, but it's no use. They wonder what their daughter's doing, driving down the avenue. She knows it's wrong, but she can't help it. How dare she even think this way? But she doesn't want nobody else. Her mind is all astray. She don't know where she's gonna go tonight. She just needs a little time to think alone about someone that catches her hidden eyes. No one can ever know who it is. Lost in twisted fantasy of being held by two familiar arms. Coffee shop at a quarter to ten. She walks in, sits down to drink a dark blend with sugar and cream. At least now she can think. Phone dings and she pulls it out. A text message which she opens up. It's the person she's been grazing for. Her heart is about to jump. She don't know where she's gonna go tonight. She just needs a little time to think alone about someone that catches her hidden eyes. No one can ever know who it is. And the
keeps turning round, along with the moon and stars. The eyes of a strange mind and girl are concealed by sunglasses in the dark. My sunglasses in the dark.
Well, watching you play the guitar, have you ever known of a guitar player to get carpal tunnel?
I don't know.
Not from that, anyway, okay. Well, Case has his black hat on. You want to pull the hat off and see if you can pull a rabbit out of that hat for a good climax?
There's a few hairs in here, but...
A few hairs, but not rabbits. Yeah. All righty.
I didn't intend for that to be a pun, but...
Worked out just fine, just like you planned it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Well, take a deep breath and think real hard, and
sure,
what can you surprise us with, since I surprised you?
Oh, I got a surprise. Here's a song by Leroy Van Dyke.
Oh, can't go wrong.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. In a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town, tonight we'll try to say goodbye again. But I know it's not over. I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
Well, folks, we've been listening to Case Sutherland on Jammin' and Jawin' with J.R. on KALP 92.7 FM. And you can stream us on any podcast venue, Jammin' and Jawin'. I mean, you can hear us on the podcast. Stream us on BigBendCountry.com, KALP 92.7 FM icon, 4:05 on Thursday, 8 p.m. on Friday, 10:05 on Saturday morning. And thank you folks for listening. Thank you, Sandy, and y'all come back next week.
The main reason to go to Fort Stockton is the new bakery Besitos de Azúcar, and then you can go to Walmart and come back afterwards to take home some more treats. When you make your way to Fort Stockton, Texas, pass the huge roadrunner at the main traffic light headed east. Stop by at Besitos de Azúcar Bakery for some delicious fresh bread and so much more. The menu is amazing, with a variety of breakfast and lunch items as well. No added preservatives and baked fresh daily. Besitos de Azúcar at 302 East Dickinson Boulevard. You won't leave starving.
Come On Food Truck, a Far West Texas legend. Born from the love of food and community, Cow Dog is a local favorite. Enjoy unique flavors and styles of hot dogs. As covered by Day Tripper, it's the best hot dog experience for those that love a dash of happiness, community, and all toppings. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located in downtown Alpine. Hooray for happiness of hot dogs.